Hey, everybody, this is Lisa. You found me on Empower Radio. Thank you so much for choosing to be positive now. Something that I just got back into, but that I now realize have hefty benefits, is yoga. And talking with us today is Catherine Austin, and she's the founder of Karma Yoga, and she took me through the paces. Hey, Catherine.
Hi, Lisa.
Thank you so much for joining me and for inviting me to come out and experience one of the classes.
Oh, you're so welcome. There's nothing like feeling it in your body and in your soul firsthand.
And I felt it both places, let me tell you. It was magnificent. Before we get talking about that, what actually brought you to yoga in the first place?
You know, I was actually an exercise instructor for 15 years. I taught aerobics, spin, sculpt, all that. And a few of us, we worked across from the street of a yoga studio, and a few of us were saying, gee, we really need to go over and stretch, because that's what we thought, what most people think yoga is only stretching. And that's how we started, taking some yoga classes.
It was that simple. There was no major, like, light bulb went on, you had a spiritual moment, anything like that.
After my first class, I did. First, I thought I was going in just to stretch, and then I loved at the end of every yoga class, you lay down. It's called Shavasana, and you take rest. I mean, that was like, are you kidding me? We get to take the rest at the end of every class? I'm sold. And I also knew it was so much deeper than stretching my hamstrings or building up some strength. I knew it was way deeper than just using my physical body. You can feel a big energetic shift when you're done.
And you sort of go beyond where you think you can. There was something during the class that really hit me. Talk about what it means to be a victim and how you can tell that in the body.
Well, you know, our body is our best tool for the doorway in to create some changes in our life. We call it transformation in yoga. So what we'll do first is in the yoga poses, it's so obvious, the sensations come up, right? Places in your body where you've been holding tension. And you have two ways to react to stress or tension in life and in general. You could be go into the victim mode and be like, oh, woe is me. I don't like this. I don't want to do it. I don't want to feel these feelings. Or you can go into, wow, what am I meant to learn here? Why do I feel this in my body? And why is it bringing up these emotions for me? And how can I change this habit pattern and let go of this stress and tension physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally?
Now, are there certain areas of your life that relate to certain parts of the body or tightness in that part of the body?
Well, sure. I mean, there are some people that have had traumatic incidences in their life, and it can shut them down, like in lower areas of the body, maybe, you know, sex organ area or pelvic area or heart area, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you can feel those manifestations in your body. And then sometimes it's just everyday life stresses. We're busy. We do way too much. We're human doings. We're not human beings anymore.
Yeah. Now, who can do yoga? Some people say, I'm too fat, I'm too old, I'm too stiff, I don't know the moves, I'm too competitive, I'm not competitive enough. How do you get rid of all of that I'm not thing?
Well, right there, we bring to your attention that it's your ego speaking, that loud voice in your head versus your heart or your soul speaking. So if we get sucked down the road of what the ego is always saying, we buy into it, and then we give up or we go into victim mode. We don't try. I love this old saying, yoga's for everybody, for the old, for the young, for the sick, for the healthy, for the injured, for the well, but yoga is not for the lazy. So pretty much everybody qualifies.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt that when I was in the class. And there were certain points where I thought, for example, I've had two hip replacements. And some of the poses going over the one leg where the hip replacement bend is very tight. And I was hesitant to push beyond a certain point. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not listening to my doctors, but there's a lot of tightness in there because there's a lot of injury in that area.
Right.
And people who've had surgery, speak a little bit about that. Those that may have had surgery, can they do this?
Yes. In fact, we actually have classes called Gentle Karma, which is where we recommend students with those types of limitations begin. because you're just starting to get back into your body, back into trusting you'll be okay, and then being able to let down enough so you start to let go a little bit and allow yourself to soften into these areas. So you would work in those kind of classes, or we even do one-on-ones with teachers. A private is an excellent way to start working back in from an injury or an illness. And the most thing that we teach in yoga is for you to be the guru inside of yourself, for you to listen intelligently, and for you to decide how far to go in a yoga pose where any more might be too much. And you just kind of stay on that other side of there, and you soften, you relax, you let go. It doesn't mean you don't feel transformation going on in your body, but you haven't pushed yourself, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I found myself doing, and it was so great that you reminded us, is what goes along with the poses? Breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And you said something about you can go ahead and hold your breath, but you're not, right. It's not really going to flow through you that way. And breathing's not only important in yoga, but I think closely attached to yoga for some people is meditation. How do the two go together?
Well, breathing is more prominent in when you're doing the yoga poses, the physical practice of yoga on the mat, because your breath represents the larger source that we are all a part of. And most people gasp their way through life. You wouldn't be surprised if you watch yourself throughout the day, you hold your breath so much to do basic, ordinary things, like make the bed or cook a dinner or whatever. And so we bring you back into this conscious place with your breathing during the yoga poses so that you really are creating yoga, which means a union of bringing you back to you, the larger you, the source consciousness that is who you really are. When you come into meditation, it's even diving deeper into source because the breath gets very non-existent, but you actually almost kind of leave the form of the body when you meditate. You transcend so deep into consciousness that you don't even feel your body anymore, and you just feel yourself as part of one, of whole, of everything.
There's probably people holding their breath right now. So, Catherine, can you just walk us through a breath right now?
Sure. First of all, I'd say go ahead and close your eyes so that you're not distracted by your outer senses and start to see and feel more through your inner senses, your inner eye. And then that'll calm the central nervous system down a little bit. And just start to bring your awareness below the tip of the nose, above the upper lip, to that gentle breath coming in and out through the nose only. Mouth is relaxed, jaw's relaxed. And then start to deepen your inhale and let it start to fill all the way up, not from your belly, but all the way up into your collarbones, your heart space. Fill completely till you can't take in any more. And then exhale, empty slowly from top to bottom, drawing the lower belly in and up. And then the next inhale, starting to fill higher, that you're almost feeling yourself breathe into your back body, into your back ribs, into your kidneys. And you're taking a three-part breath into all four sides of you. And this will lower your blood pressure. You start to feel more relaxed. You start to let go of all those illusions of thoughts in your head. And you quiet down, and you're starting to hear more the inner voice.
And in through the nose and exhale through the mouth.
Well, we nose breathe only, actually, in yoga.
Oh, okay.
Because mouth breathing is associated with a sign of stress.
Oh.
Most people that are stressed out are breathing through their mouth.
I never knew that. That's, oh, my gosh. Okay, so, and we should always be breathing in through the nose and out through the nose.
In actual yoga practice.
Okay. And in meditation?
I think in everyday life, you probably breathe through your mouth a little bit when you're talking. But if you were just quietly sitting still or watching TV, yeah, you should probably just be breathing in and out through your nose. If you're noticing through your mouth, you're probably a little stressed.
Yeah, and you're a busy mom, is that right?
Yeah.
How many kids do you have?
I have three sons, two that are kind of grown out of the house, but, you know, they always come back. Age 25, 21, and I have a 14-year-old son still at home.
Wow. Do they practice yoga?
Well, you know, they've all been on the mat from time to time, so they know that tool. When they really need it, they pull it out. It's so funny. They'll say, hey, Mom, I got my yoga mat out today. Because, you know, at 21 and 25, they're in the real world now, and they're feeling stress once in a while. And it's so great to know that you can always pull that tool out when you need it, even if you don't practice regularly. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, I gave all three of them the gift of formal meditation training, and they all have that tool as well that they use from time to time.
At what age did you try this? Because trying to wrangle a kid and have him sit down for some meditation sounds like a pretty difficult task.
Well, there are some meditation courses that are actually perfect from 10 years old and up, and a 10-year-old can meditate, but you're not asking them to meditate at an adult length, like 20 minutes. You're mm-hmm. asking them to start with 1 minute, 2 minute, or 10 minutes, and then they build up to 20 minutes by the time they're an adult.
Now, Catherine, when I met you, and even just listening to you now, you sound like a very grounded, peaceful individual. And are you like that all the time? And what do you do when the stress level starts kicking up?
Well, I definitely can say that over all my years in yoga now that it has created this person that you're feeling and that you've met, because I'm not the same at all. I've changed tremendously mm-hmm. over the years from my practicing of yoga and meditation. But that said, I'm human, so I will have my human moments. But see, I know now these incredible tools to go take care of myself when I'm feeling off-centered or feeling a little irritated or agitated. I go right to my yoga mat, or I go to deep breathing, or I go to an extra meditation session. I do what it takes to take care of myself. Because if we don't take care of ourselves first, we're going to be no good for everyone else around us. And I can say that, you know, it's the age-old thing that most women and most people in general put themselves last on the list. We weren't brought up to take care of ourselves. We were told to take care of everybody else. Mm-hmm. And it's really kind of backwards.
It is. And if you're thinking, okay, I don't have time to go to a class, I don't have time. What we just did earlier, the breath that Catherine walked us through, that in and of itself is a tiny little moment that is all yours. And it's a lot about allowing yourself to have that moment, isn't it?
It is. And if you really can honestly look me in the eye and say, I don't have any time to do yoga or to meditate, then actually you're the person that really needs it, because it's time to step back and look at how overscheduled you are or how you put yourself last on the list. It's a wake-up call that is something to really look at. And everybody should have, my goodness, at least 5 minutes to be able to sit and close their eyes, put a note on their office door at home and say, I'm meditating, please come back later. And that's what I did, and the family just got really used to it. And I was a much better mom when I came out.
Yeah, and the thing, going back to when I was in yoga class, a lot of times this comes up. This is another fear. This is another thing that comes through your head. If I open up, I will never stop crying. If I open up, I will plunge to the depths because there's so much there that I haven't dealt with.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up. It's so good to feel your feelings and let them come up and get out of you, because you're suffering needlessly to keep all that inside. I'm telling you, never underestimate a good breakdown, because it's an awesome breakthrough. Yeah. And I've had many in my life, and I think that's brought me to this healthy, peaceful place that I am today, because I decided I wanted to do the work. I wanted to clear up stuff that was in my energy field that wasn't serving me. And when you come and practice at Karma Yoga, we've been told so often that it is such a safe, feeling, nurturing place. It's one few places in your world that you can actually let down and let a few things come to the surface, and you're really going to feel safe there to do it.
Well, I want you to know that there was I'm getting like teary-eyed just thinking about it. There was just like a moment too when I was doing the yoga, and it was especially around the hip and around the kidney areas, because I'm a 2-time kidney transplant recipient as well. And so there's a lot of trauma in that area. And there was a particular point where you came over and you gently just helped to adjust me and you didn't push me. It was just a small adjustment, and I allowed it to happen and open up, and woo, the tears started rolling down my face, and I'm like, you are the Barbara Walters of yoga, because I just, I really, it, I, and then I'm like, okay, keep it together, keep it together. And then I thought, no, why do I need to keep it together? That's right. What this is about, opening up, allowing. And you know what? If you need to go ahead and cry for whatever that pain was, if you instantly go back to that moment when you experienced whatever it is that you're holding on to your body, then do it. Do it and release it.
And what you're describing, Lisa, is what is deeper below the surface with yoga. It is the most healing practice on many levels. It can heal stuff from past lives, if you believe that. Mm-hmm. It can heal the stuff that you've been through in this lifetime. You know, when we talked about, I think the theme a lot we talked about Monday night was surrendering. And surrendering isn't like becoming a doormat and rolling over and giving up. Mm-hmm. Surrendering is allowing yourself to melt enough so the feelings can come up. You can thaw out, so to speak. And you are now ready for that next layer of excellence, which is so your birthright of well-being to accept. But if you hang on to all your garbage, you're really pinching off that vortex that's trying to come to you of your next beautiful well-being and all that you should feel of love, happiness, prosperity, abundance.
Yeah,
you want to clear your channels to become the channel to receive all that.
What's that saying about people don't fear failure, they fear success?
Right, stepping into your big self. Yeah, that's a passage from Marianne Williamson's book, A Return to Love.
Yes, yes.
And I actually have that posted in the bathroom of my studio in a frame that, you know, not allowing your light to shine bright so others can't isn't serving anybody. You want to shine your light as bright as you can, and it gives everybody else permission to shine their light bright.
You know what? I have got her calendar right here, and that one is marked, and I'm going to read it one more time because I just love this. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do.
Mm-hmm.
And yoga is one way to find that light again and to open it up and let everybody see that light. You are allowed to be big. You are allowed to be successful. You are allowed to just stand in your own greatness and let everybody else see it. It is not narcissistic. It is actually what you should be doing to help other people. Absolutely love, love, love that saying. You are going to be, by the way, this is Catherine Austin of Karma Yoga, and you can go to karma-yoga.net to find out all kinds of things. And I love this because not only are you doing seminars, you're involved in the, you're going to be doing Masterpiece Yoga, Being the Peaceful Warrior, and this is at the Journey Expo, which is a little bit later on this month. And tell me a little bit about the Peaceful Warrior. What does that mean?
Well, the Peaceful Warrior is kind of the way to live today in the world, right? It's how do we take our yoga into our life? It's great and easy to do it on the mat, but the real yoga is when we step out of the yoga room and we have to go to work and we have relationships and families and all those things. And to remain the peaceful warriors, to really feel this strong centeredness about yourself, that you're able to keep boundaries and take care of yourself and yet be there for others in the world too, but not lose your sense of self. So keep that peaceful warrior on the inside, where there's still that beautiful connection to source and love and good self-worth, good self-esteem, healthy. And that's what we practice. So on the outside of the poses, we can be the warrior. We can be really strong and build strength and flexibility to go with the flow. But on the inside is where the yoga really is, where we're cultivating from our true heart center.
And you can find out all about the Journey Expo on karma-yoga.net. And you are really walking the walk because you've got a trip to India coming up.
Yeah, you know, I went to this beautiful resort in southern India about 4 years ago with my teacher. It's called Manal Thiram, and we're going to practice yoga every day. I'll be teaching yoga every morning, and every afternoon you get an hour and a half Ayurvedic massage.
What is that?
You want that. And we're going to go for 10 days. plus travel, and I just can't wait to take all my friends there, and anybody who wants to go can join me.
I love it. Now, go back to that massage. What's it called again?
Ayurveda is an Indian holistic system of health, and so it's a particular type of massage that's done with warm sesame oils with herbs in them, and you have like two women if you're a woman and two men if you're a man massaging you every day with these warm healing oils that you absorb into your body that are so healing for any imbalances. And you would also even have a consultation with their Ayurvedic doctor to address things that aren't quite working for you. Maybe you don't sleep well. Maybe you want to lose weight. Maybe you have migraines. All of those symptoms, once they manifest in the body, are just symptoms usually of something being out of balance that you didn't catch until it manifested to the symptomatic level.
I am melting just thinking about that.
Oh, I can't. Yeah, I'm having two open houses so people can come and ask questions, and I'm going to show my slideshow of all my photos. Once you see my photos, you're going to be like, sign me up. It's just an incredible place to go.
You can find out more at karma-yoga.net for more information. Mm-hmm. And when we ended our yoga session, I want to ask you what you said, because it sounded like speaking in tongues to me, and I didn't know what it was, but it was so beautiful and peaceful. I want to know what it meant.
I believe I ended with Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu.
Yes.
Right. That means may all beings everywhere be happy and free, and may the actions of my life, my thoughts, my words contribute to this happiness and freedom for all.
And then we closed with Namaste, which means?
Namaste means the light in me honors, bows to the light in you. So we see each other as the same. We might look different on the outside, but inside we're all the same. And it's a beautiful place to get to through your yoga practice and meditation, to let down all your judgments, your criticisms, your condemning, your all those ego-driven things, to really get to the core, to just see everybody as this beautiful child of God. And some have maybe a little more work to do than others, but we still love each other for who we are.
And I love that. I bow to the light in you. So there is light in you. Everybody listening right now, there is light in you. This is your time. This is your moment to acknowledge that. Catherine and I see it. We acknowledge it. You have friends and family that acknowledge it. Are you acknowledging that light within yourself? Yoga is a great way to find that light and to open up. Catherine, thank you so much for joining us. And if you would like to know more about Catherine and about Karma Yoga, again, go to karma-yoga.net. Catherine, namaste.
Namaste, Lisa.
And thank you, everybody, for choosing to be positive now.